Rama Rama Hare Hare Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Gaura ये दूसरा है अगले आ गया Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Gaura Chandra Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Gadadhar Jaya Sri Nivas Jaya Mukunda Vasudev Jaya Haridas जय दामोदर स्वरूप जय मुरारी गुप्त ए सब चंद्रोदय तम कैला लुप्त ऑल ग्लोरियस स्वरूप दामोदर एंड मुरारी गुप्त ऑल दीज ब्रिलियंट मून्स हैव टुगेदर डिसिपेटेड डार्कनेस ऑफ दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड सो दिस इज द चैतन्य चैतन्य आदि लीला चैप्टर 13 In this chapter 13, advent of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the appearance of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described in Adi Leela. So, in the beginning, Kaviraj Goswami has given description of whole sketch of life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when he reaches to text 52, 51, 52, then he start the actual description of advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhagavan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ke avirbhav ya prakate avatar ke vishay mein Adi Leela ke 13th adhyay mein iska varnan hai. Adi Leela sutra likhi shuna bhakta gana sankshepe likhi te samyak na yae likhana. My dear devotees of Lord Chaitanya, let me now write a synopsis of Adi Leela. I write of these pastimes in brief because it is not possible to describe them in full. The early pastime of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are noted by Murari Gupta in his notebook. And the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri was recorded by Swarup Damodar. These are the two persons, from their writings this Chaitanya Charitamrita is compiled. That's what he is requesting these two stalwart. Kona vancha purana lagi Brajendra Kumara avatirna haite mane karila vichara. To fulfill a particular desire within his mind, Lord Krishna Virajendra Kumar decided to descend to this planet after mature contemplation. This is what we discussed last night. Virajendra Kumar, Lord Sri Krishna, he had three desires unfulfilled. Last night we discussed this. First desire, what is Radharani's love for Krishna. Second desire, what is the Rupa Madhuri, the extraordinary, excellent beauty of Krishna that Radharani relishes, that Krishna himself cannot. Kitna main sundar hoon, Krishna soch rahe hai. Kisme dekhun? And third, what pleasure or happiness Radharani gets when she meets me. Radharani ko kya anand milta hai mujhse milne. Ye teen ichhaye Krishna ki unpurna. These three desires were unfulfilled in Krishna avatar. This is the internal reasons for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent. So to fulfill these, Virajendra Kumar, why Virajendra Kumar, why not Vasudeva? Virajendra Kumar, Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. Virajendra, Brijendra Kumar. The son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba is Krishna to Bhagavan Swayam. Vasudeva Krishna is Avatari Bhagavan. Huh? He took Enkai, he appeared. Vasudeva Krishna, he appeared. He is incarnation. But Brijendra Nandan is Swayam Krishna. There is a difference between the two. Brijendra Krishna is Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. And Vasudeva Krishna appeared. So this is Brijendra Krishna is coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent, what he decided? Aage avatarila ye ye guru parivara sankshep kahila kahan yae vistara. Lord Sri Krishna therefore first allowed his family of superior to descend to the earth. I shall try to describe them in brief because it is not possible to describe them fully. What is the meaning? Bhagavan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ke avatar se pehle Bhagavan Sri Krishna ne apne guru parivar means senior, worshipable, jo unke apna sara parivar tha usko niche bheja. Kon kon aaye? Sri Sachi Jagannath, Sri Madhavandar Puri, Madhav Puri, Keshav Bhartiyar Sri Ishwar Puri, Advaita Acharya Ar Pandit Sri Vas, Acharya Ratan Vidyanidhi Thakur Haridas. These are the names. Who are there? They are Guruvar for Krishna. They are Guruvar for Krishna means they are seniors of Krishna, parents of Krishna, parikar of Krishna, associate Krishna. Kya naam hai? Sri Sachi Mata. Sri Krishna, before appearing as Sri Chaitanya, requested these devotees to precede him. Unse pehle aao dharti ke upar. Kaun? Sri Sachi Mata kaun hai? Yashoda. Jagannath Mishra, Nanda Baba. Madhavendra Puri. Keshav Bharti. Lord took sannyas from. Ishwar Puri. Official spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaita Acharya. Mahavishnu. Srivas Pandit. Narudji. Acharya Ratan. He is also called Acharya Ratan. Is one of the Sachi Madhav's sister's husband, Acharya Ratan. There's another name for Acharya Ratan is Chandra Shekhar. Vidyanidhi, Pundrik Vidyanidhi, Vrishabhanu, father of Radharani. Now he is here as Vidyanidhi. Thakur Haridas, Brahma. So these names are encountered. Ye sab Bhagavan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu se pehle is dharti ke upar prakat hue. Shri Hat Nivasi Shri Upendra Mishra Naam Vaishnava Pandit Dhani Sadguna Pradhan. Shri Hat, there was also Shri Upendra Mishra. Upendra Mishra is father of Jagannath Mishra. He is Prajanya Gop in Krishna Leela. Prajanya Gop. Prajanya Gop has two wives, one Vaishya and one Kshatri. So from Vaishya wife, five sons were born. Among them, Nanda Maharaj was middle one. And from Kshatri wife, Vasudeva was born. So they were cousin brothers from same father. So this is Upendra Mishra, a resident of Sri, district Sri Hatta. He was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu, Vaishnava, a learned scholar, Pandit, a rich man, Dhani, and a reserve of good qualities, Sadguna Pradhan. Prabhupada writes that this is his Gopal Prajanya, Upendra Mishra, who was the grandfather of Krishna. He has seven sons. सप्त मिश्रा पाण पुत्र सप्त ऋषिवर कंसारी परमानंद पद्मनाभ सर्वेश्वर जगन्नाथ जनार्दन त्रैलोक्यनाथ नदियाते गंगावासे कैला जगन्नाथ। उपेंद्र मिश्रा हैज सेवन सन्स, नो मोर फैमिली प्लानिंग एट दैट टाइम, दे वर टेकिंग केयर ऑफ चिल्ड्रन, द बिगर द फैमिली मोस्ट रेस्पेक्टेड द पर्सन इन दोज टाइम्स, जिसका परिवार बड़ा वो उसका मान बड़ा। सो सात पुत्र जगन्नाथ उपेंद्र मिश्रा के थे, सेवन सन्स, और परजन्या के पांच पुत्र थे, कृष्ण के पिताजी और चार, दो चाचा दो ताऊ, टू सीनियर से फाइव ब्रदर्स, नंद बाबा वॉज मिडल वन, देवर सेवन, देयर नेम्स आर, देवर सेंटली सप्त ऋषिवर, देवर ऋषिवर, ऋषिवर दे आर सेंटली एंड मोस्ट इन्फ्लुएंशियल। नाम क्या था? कंसारी परमानंद पद्मनाभ सर्वेश्वर जगन्नाथ, फिफ्थ वन वॉज जगन्नाथ, जनार्दन त्रैलोक्यनाथ, जगन्नाथ मिश्रा दी फिफ्थ सन डिसाइडेड टू रिजाइड ऑन द बैंक ऑफ गंजीज एट नादिया। जगन्नाथ मिश्रा नादिया में आके रहने लगे। जगन्नाथ मिश्रा पदवी पूर्व पूरण धर नंद वसुदेव रूप सदगुण सागर। जगन्नाथ मिश्रा वॉज डेजिग्नेटेड एज पुरंदर इज यूजुअली इंदर, वन हु इज हाईली वर्शिप, पुरंदर एनदर नेम ऑफ वसुदेव, पुरंदर वसुदेव का भी नाम है, वसुदेव वॉज ऑल्सो कॉल्ड पुरंदर, कुछ भजन हुई गा सिंह विपन्न पुरंदर नावैनान गौर, विपिन विपन मीन्स फॉरेस्ट, पुरंदर मीन्स सन ऑफ वसुदेव कृष्ण, सो पुरंदर एनदर नेम ऑफ वसुदेव। जगन्नाथ मिश्रा वॉज डेजिग्नेटेड एज पुरंदर एग्जैक्टली लाइक नंद महाराज एंड वसुदेव, ही वॉज एन ओशन ऑफ गुड क्वालिटीज। तहार पत्नी सची नामा पतिव्रता सती, यहां पिता नीलांबर नाम चक्रवर्ती। सो दिस जगन्नाथ, हिज वाइफ मीन्स जगन्नाथ मिश्रा वाइफ श्रीमती सची देवी वॉज ए चेस्ट वोमन, हाईली डिवोटेड टू हर हस्बैंड। सची देवी फादर्स नेम वॉज नीलांबर एंड हिज सर नेम वॉज चक्रवर्ती। नीलांबर चक्रवर्ती वॉज फॉर्मरली गर्ग मुनि फ्रॉम द फैमिली ऑफ डिसेंडेंट ऑफ नीलांबर चक्रवर्ती, स्टिल लिव इन द विलेज ऑफ नेम मगडोबा इन द डिस्ट्रिक्ट ऑफ फरीदपुर इन बांग्लादेश। जगन्नाथ चक्रवर्ती हिज नेफ्यू, सो भक्तिसिद्धांत सरस्वती राइट्स देयर डिसेंडेंट ऑफ नीलांबर चक्रवर्ती देवर पुजारी ऑफ तोटा गोपीनाथ इन जगन्नाथपुरी, इन दैट पर्टिकुलर ड्यूटी चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंडेड हिज लास्ट पास्ट टाइम। तोटा इज कॉल्ड इन ओडिशा, तोटा मीन्स बगीचा गार्डन, गोपीनाथ वॉज फाउंड फ्रॉम दैट गार्डन इज कॉल्ड तोटा गोपीनाथ। सो द डिसेंडेंट ऑफ नीलांबर चक्रवर्ती देवर पुजारी फॉर तोटा गोपीनाथ। जस्ट भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गिविंग इन्फॉर्मेशन, नीलांबर चक्रवर्ती वॉज लिविंग नियर टू द हाउस ऑफ चांद काजी, देयरफॉर चैतन्य महाप्रभु एड्रेस चांद गाजी दैट यू आर माई फ्रेंड ऑफ माई ग्रांड फादर, सो देवर फ्रेंड्स नियर नेबरर्स।
The Kazi was also considered one of the maternal uncle of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Kazi is used by maternal uncle. What is Kazi? Kansa. Kansa came as a Kazi. So, Kansa is a mama of Krishna. So, Kansa, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also maternal uncle, Kazi. The Kazi used to address Nilambar Chakravarti as Kaka or uncle. Rad Deshe Janmila Thakur Nityananda Gangadash Pandit Gupta Murari Mukanda. In Rad Desh, the part of the Bengal where Ganga is not visible, that is called Rad Desh. Nityananda Prabhu, Gangadash Pandit, Murari Gupta and Mukanda took birth. This is what they appear before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his Leela. So this is the first description of all those. Here Rad Desh refers to the village of name Ek Chakra. Now still people who go to Mayapur, they go to visit Ek Chakra, Nityananda Prabhu's place of appearance, Ek Chakra. That is called Rad Desh. So this is description of what is Ek Chakra. There's a very lengthy 3-page purport for this verse about Nityananda. We are escaping this. Asankhya bhaktera karila avatar sesh avatarina haila Virjendra Kumar. Lord Krishna, Virjendra Kumar, first caused countless devotees to appear, and at last he appeared himself. Prabhu avirbhava purve yata vaishnava gana advaita acharya sthane karena gamana. Before the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees of Navadip used to gather in house of Advaita Acharya. So before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Bhagavan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prakat se pehle, sare Vaishnava Advait Acharya ghar mein jaake ikatthe hote the. Kya karte the? Gita Bhagavat kahe Acharya Gosai, Jnana Karma Nindi kare Bhakti ra Badai. To kya karte the? What they were doing at the Acharya's house? In these meetings of the Vaishnavas, Advaita Acharya used to recite Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, decrying the path of philosophical speculation and fruitive activities, and establishing super excellence of devotional service. So Advaita Acharya ke ghar mein sab Vaishnava Bhagavad Gita aur Bhagavat ke upar satsang sunte the, jisme gyan aur karam ko chhod kar keval shuddh bhakti ka prachar hota tha. Sarva shastre kahe Krishna bhakti ra vyakhana, gyan yog tapodhan nahi mane aan. In all the revealed scriptures of the Vedic culture, devotional service to the Lord Krishna is explained throughout. Therefore, devotees of Lord Krishna do not recognize the process of philosophical speculation, mystic yoga, unnecessary austerity, and so-called religious rituals. They do not accept any process but devotional service. Yesterday I was speaking on telephone, Parvachan, giving discourse, and it was heard by people, and about 4,000 or 5,000 people gathered in Pakistan, and they were having Gita Sammelan. This we started 20 years back there, so they are still continuing. So they called me and asked me to speak. So on this subject matter, somehow I realized yesterday, what is in Bhagavad Gita? There is a karma, yog, then there is a third chapter is karma yog, fourth is jnana yog, fourth and fifth, sixth is dhyana yog, And then 12th is Bhakti Yoga. So it is like that. You go to the school, primary education, then you do the college, graduation, then you do graduation. When you come out as a graduate, what you write as a degree? If you are BA, you will write BA. If you are BA, you will write BA. If you are BE, you will write BE. If you are PhD, you will write PhD. Nobody writes that I did primary education, I did college. Nobody writes the early education. So similarly, Jnana, Karma, Dhyan, they are like primary educations. But the last is 12th level Bhakti. So when somebody completes the education, he will write, I am Bhakta. If he has not complete education, then he will write something else. You know, ultimate degree kya likhenge apne? Jo pass kiya, wo likhenge na? So that is the final degree. So Bhakti is final degree. One who is not finishing Bhakti, so maine primary padha, I am 10th pass, it has no meaning. 12th pass, it has no meaning. So Bhakti is ultimate, 12th chapter is Bhakti, and then Bhakti is further described after that. So they are like primary education, karma and all these. But the devotees only, they prefer to do the highest postgraduate study of Bhakti Yoga.
Tara Sange Ananda Kare Vaishnave Raghana Krishna Katha Krishna Puja Nama Sankirtana.
What they were doing there? At Advaita Acharya's house, all Vaishnavas, in the house of Advaita Acharya, all the Vaishnavas took pleasure in always talking of Krishna, Krishna Katha, always worshipping Krishna, Krishna Puja, and always chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So, one thing we should realize, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, chanting of Hare Krishna Mantra was there at Advaita Acharya's house. Worship of Krishna was there at Advaita Acharya's house. And we should know that Advaita Acharya is direct disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And Madhavendra Puri is the personality in Madhu Sampradaya who introduced Radha Krishna worship. Radha Krishna worship. So it means Krishna Bhakti has came along with Madhavendra Puri. Radha Krishna, conjugal mellows, Madhurya Rasa, brought in Madhu Sampradaya by Madhavendra Puri. And Advaita Acharya was initiated by Madhavendra Puri. So they were already fully aware and practicing the Krishna consciousness at Advaita Acharya's house. On these principles, Srila Prabhupada writes, on these principles only does the Krishna conscious movement go on. So three things: Krishna Katha, Krishna Puja, Hari Nam Sankirtan, Mahamantra Kirtan. We have no business other than to talk of Krishna, worship Krishna and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Prabhupada's three lines.
Kintu sarva loke dekhi Krishna bahir mukha vishayi nivagana loka dekhi paaye dukho.
They were happy. They were doing Krishna katha and kirtan. But Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu felt pain to see all people without Krishna consciousness, simply merging in material sense enjoyment. So this is the mood Vaishnava has. I am happy by worshipping Krishna. I am happy by honoring Krishna Prasad, chanting Hare Krishna. But other people are suffering. How can I see people suffering? There is the special. A bona fide devotee of Krishna is always pained to see fallen conditions of whole world. Bhaktisiddhanta Sahasrara Thakur used to say, there is no scarcity of anything within this material world. The only scarcity is Krishna consciousness. Is duniya mein kisi cheez ki kami nahi hai. Log kehte hain pani ki kami hai, bhojan ki kami hai, waterless, water problem. No, all these things are in abundance. That's what Prabhupada said, I think, in discussion in Australia. Some expert in agriculture or something, minister, he came and said, there's so much problem nowadays. the water will be less. This Prabhupada said, Krishna is unlimited, he has everything unlimited. There will be no scarcity of anything on this planet. Therefore Prabhupada used to give example. People say there is going to be problem of water supply in the future. Pani kam ho jayega. Water is a crisis, big crisis in the whole world. But Prabhupada used to say, see, 3/4 is only ocean on this planet. And Krishna has put preservative in ocean water. It will not go bad. As much as you want, Krishna will provide through the cloud as a crystal clear mineral water. It will never ever be exhausted. What do you think? Ocean will be ever be exhausted? Samundar kabhi khatam honge? Nahi honge to pani kam kyun hoga? Barst kyun nahi raha hai? And that day, Sanjay came to pick me up for the program in Kanchi. He said, is there any season? Everywhere there is a rain. But there is no rain where we need. There is no rain where we store the water to supply. In that Moka area or something. There is no rain there. The water there is 45% now. If there is no water there, by June, that reservoir will be completely empty. I said, do Harinam Sankirtan there, do Yajna there. Huh? There is a water on the sea. There is a rain on the sea. There is no rain on your reservoir of water. Why? It's interesting. There is water here, flowing. So if people will not be Krishna conscious, they will not get the natural supplies because of their offenses towards the demigods. They are providing everything, and ultimately to the Supreme Lord, who is supplying everything to everybody. So this is one question in Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes they ask, people ask, what beneficial work you ISKCON people are doing? People are suffering, starving. In one of the Bhagavad Gita verse in 5th chapter, 2 lines, small shloka, Prabhupada wrote, people ask this question to us, we say we are doing Harinam Sankirtan Yajna, by which you will get rain and all your problems will be solved. So we are doing great social work. Because by our doing Yajna of Harinam Sankirtan, congregation chanting, you are getting rain and all the facilities. We stop it, you will stop. You don't understand this. And this happened in Hyderabad. In India, there was a drought, there was nothing for eating for anybody. And when the Prabhupada went there with the hundreds of devotees and they did Harinam, and there was immense rain, and people said, thank you very much for you coming here. So Prabhupada said, yes, this is Harinam Sankirtan Yajna. And by Yajna, you will get all the necessities of the life. This is what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. So the point here says, they were feeling pain. The scarcity in the world is only of Krishna consciousness. There is the vision of all pure devotees. That's what Prabhupada is showing his mood. I was very happy in Vrindavan, in Radha Damodar temple where the Goswamis used to meet. But I could not see the pain of the whole world suffering. In the same mood of Advaita Acharya, I could not see the pain of the whole world suffering. Because of this lack of Krishna consciousness, human society, people are suffering terribly, being merged in the ocean of nonsense and sense gratification. A devotee, onlooker, is very much aggrieved to see such situation in this world. So what is the message in this purport by Prabhupada? Are we feeling this thing that people are suffering? Do we have that feeling? Hamare ko aise vichar ho raha hai ki hamare padosi, arosi, bhai, Mauritius mein Krishna bhavana na hone ke karan bahut dukhi hai. Are we feeling this? If not, then it means our heart is not yet Vaishnava. This is a parameter for us to analyze our devotional activities. Hum bhakt hain, aise to hum kehte hain. Lekin kya humko dard dukh hota hai ki dusre log dukhi ho rahe hain? उनका उद्धार कैसे करें? आर वी फीलिंग दिस? द मोर डिवोटी एडवांस मोर ही फील्स पेन ऑफ द अदर पीपल सफरिंग द पैरामीटर दिस वॉट एंड दैट इज वॉट causes Lord to descend. That is what causes ultimately the mercy of the Lord to descend. If really we want to get mercy of Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu Sri Krishna, then we should feel really Vaishnava O Jan Janiye Jo Peed Parai Jane Re. Vaishnava is one who feel the pain of other persons as his own. दूसरे का दुख देख नहीं सकता वैष्णव. So he is preaching out of compassion, out of feeling great pain in the heart. लोकेर निस्तार हेतु करे न चिंतना के मते ए सब लोकेर है बातारण. Now Advaita Acharya is thinking. Seeing the condition of the world, he began to think seriously of how all these people could be delivered from the clutches of Maya. Not one, all. This was the mood of Prahlad Maharaj. I don't want alone to go to the Vaikunth and leave all these my demonic friends and relatives suffer in this world. Let them be delivered. I am ready to suffer in the hell. This is Prahlad Maharaj. This is the mood of a Vaishnava devotee. I am ready to suffer. Other day I told this story from Padma Purana. Maharaj Janak in his Vaikuntha aeroplane stopped at the gate of the hell because the people in the hell, they were smelling the breeze coming from Maharaj Janak's body that was keep making them happy. He said, if they are happy in hell, I am ready to be in the hell. And then Yamaraj said, you go to the Vaikunth, you have already achieved Vaikunth planet, why you are here in the hellish planet? He said, because my being here, all the people suffering in the hell, they are happy. So I am ready to stay here. Or else, you deliver them all. How can I deliver them all? They are suffering in the hell. He said, there is one way. One morning, you chanted name of Raghunath Ram. If you give the merit of that Ram, all these people from hell will be delivered. He said, Tathastu, I am giving all the merit of holy name which I chanted. Please deliver them. As soon as he said that, all the people from the hell were delivered. This is a story from Padma Purana. The Maharaj Janak only gave, once chanting sincerely, purely, holy name of Raghunath or Sri Ram, all the people from hell were delivered. So that is the Vaishnava. And one of the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said same thing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vasudeva Datta. I cannot see the pain of other people. Mahaprabhu, you put me in hell again for them and please deliver them. Mahaprabhu says, it is not surprising for you because you are Prahlad. You are Prahlad. But Krishna, why should he allow you to suffer in the hell and deliver others? He can deliver everybody else and also he can also make you happy too. Why he will? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishna has no other business. Bhakta vancha puri kare. He only, Krishna fulfill the desire of his devotee. He has no other business. So if you are desiring that all other people should be delivered, then they all people will become devotee. That's Krishna's mercy and they will be delivered. The message is, if really we feel suffering for the people, then Krishna will make them devotee. That's what Prabhupada was praying on Jalduta. He said, I don't know why you are taking me there. I don't know, they will understand what I have to tell them. No intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex. To those people of America, youth, how will they accept it? Now, if you want, then you are also in their heart as a Paramatma. Make them understand what I am saying. That's what the Prabhupada's mood was, that if you want them, you want to bless them, they can become devotees. Then you, my mission will be successful. That's what the mood is. So we pray to Krishna that we want to help these people come at your lotus feet. If we have this prayer, then Krishna will inspire them to become devotee. But if we don't have that desire, people won't become devotee. Do we have that desire? Bahut sare bhakt banna chahiye, ye hamari ichha hai. And how much was magnanimous Srila Prabhupada? I made a home whole world can live in. That's what Prabhupada said. ISKCON is a home whole world can live in. That was his magnanimity. How much open hearted he was. He wanted whole world to be devotee. And his instructions of his vision are still available for us. Anybody who is coming in the temple, he should be received as a guest, should be honored, opulent prasad. Because Lakshmi is looking after the kitchen, not you. That's what Prabhupada's letter is outstanding for all the temple authorities. So that's the mood. And Prabhupada realized, and once he was traveling from Pittsburgh airport to New Vrindavan, he said, I spread this movement by two things. By sweet chanting of Hare Krishna mantra and by distributing Krishna prasad. By these two activities, I have spread Krishna conscious movement. He did not say by preaching, he did not say by scholarship, he did not say by lectures, no. By Harinam and by prasad distribution. And still, anybody who is becoming devotee, all the old devotees, you go and ask them, 99%, they say, it is only the prasad which has pulled us in the Krishna consciousness. It is the gulab jamun and ras gula. I was reading Srinagarbhu parts 2 of the Damodar Vilas. Part 2 of Damodar Vilas. I was reading Sohatra. Was afterwards Swami said Sohatra. He was the Sankirtan leader along with Vishnujan Swami in a van. And at that time, 74, Tamal Krishna Maharaj also joined that party. He left in India and came there. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he said, I was watching what Sohatra Swami was doing. He said, in the morning I have to chant 16 rounds. Yes. He said, bring 16 gulab jamun, put in a big tray, full with juice. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj went there, he said, how many rounds you chanted? He said, you count gulab jamun. So the 8 gulab jamuns were left. He said, I finished 8. So with each round when I finish, I take 1 gulab jamun. He said, you will take all 16? He said, not only all 16, I will drink all the juice. And then he drank the whole juice. And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj came and he said, Sohatra, today you give class. He was thinking, now after 16 gulab jamun and full cup of the sugar juice, how can he give class? And Sohatra, when he gave class, he gave a fiery class with so many verses quoted. Tamal Krishna said, this guy is out of the world, somebody. So this chanting of old devotees, each one gulab jamun, one round. Huh? And this is a living example how they chanted this. He said, bring gulab jamun, leave here, I am chanting my rounds. Interesting. The other thing which I read, which was very, very touching, one of the member of the Maharaj's party, Vishnujan Maharaj's party, some name was Sitranjan something, I don't know. He was keeping $5 note always in his socks hidden for emergency, if at all he has to call his mother. So every day he was just hiding. One day, somehow, this $5 note fell down in front of Vishnu Jan Swami. Maharaj says, this has actually pained my heart. He said, it's pained my heart. He said, sorry Maharaj, you take. He said, no, you keep this. It means you have not faith that I will maintain you. This means you have no faith that I will maintain you and I will take care of you, so you are keeping $5 note. So I am pained because I see you have no faith that I will take care of you. Now that devotee was in tears. He said, Maharaj, take this $5. I don't want to keep. Now I realize how much you care for us. Very simple language, but it has so deep meaning. We are keeping something, it means you don't believe, you don't have faith that I will care for you if you are with me. This is very small incident, but very beautiful. The second volume in soft, it is in soft copy. Damodar Vilas, second volume in soft copy, not hard copy. Dinamandu gave me somehow. So, now Advaita Acharya is thinking, how can our whole world will be delivered, not by me? Krishna avatari karena bhakti ra vistar tabhi hai sakal loke rahai banistar. Sri Advaita Acharya, Prabhu thought, if Krishna himself appear in order to distribute the cult of devotional service, then only will liberation be possible for all people. Krishna avatarite acharya pratigya karila, Krishna puja kare tulsi ganga jala diya. Now Advaita Acharya thought, I should worship Krishna and petition him, I beg him to appear. But what can please Krishna that he will come and oblige to come? So he picked up one verse from Gautama Tantra something. Krishna is sold out to one who offer him tulsi and ganga jal. Chalu matra jalena tulsi dalena. Chalu matra jalena means just palm full of water, ganga water. Tulsi dalena and one leaf of tulsi. Krishna himself sail out. He cannot repay for that. This is one verse. So, with this consideration, Advaita Acharya Prabhu promising to cause Lord Krishna to descend, began to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna with tulsi leaves and water of the Ganga. Tulsi leaves and Ganga water with, if possible, a little pump of sandalwood is sufficient paraphernalia to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Patram Pushmam Phalam Toyam. Krishnera Avahan kare. This word avahan, you know. There are two words in Sanskrit. One is nimantran, one is called avahan. Nimantran means invitation. You are free to come or not. Avahan means you have to come, you cannot say no. This is the Sanskrit word. Therefore, when there is a yajna, they said avahami, avahami. I am calling you, you have to come. You cannot say no. We visited once, I think, Yeshomadan, with some Abu, Mount Abu, Arbudachal Parbat. In Rajasthan is a hill station. There's a beautiful Raghunath temple of Sri Ram. Alone Ram is only in that temple. Always Ram is with Sita and Lakshman. He's alone Ram there. So that the head of the temple there, he gives toffee to everybody as a prasad, some toffee, chocolate toffee. And I saw many people giving toffee prasad at some place. What it means actually, I realized one day, It actually means that you are child in the spiritual life still. You don't know anything. Taffy is given to the children. So they give taffy to actually remind that you are still child in spiritual life. You are wasting your life. Why don't you really become serious in spiritual life? Still you are happy with taffy? So he told me, Avahami, I am doing the Avaham that whenever you come to Mount Abu, you must visit this. It means you cannot say no. So he used this word and he explained this word to us. That Avahan means you have to come, you cannot say no. So Advaita Acharya, what is doing? Krishna avatari ke acharya pratigya kaila ye ho gaya. Krishna avahan kare saghana hunkara. Saghana hunkara. Saghana means with gravity. And hunkara means vibration. So there is different way of calling, but this is, hunkara is a word used. In Bhagavatam, hunkara is used. Rishis give the hunkara for when Maharaj to leave the body. You remember this? In Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj when become a problem, he said to the Rishis, stop doing yajna, stop doing this puja. You worship me. He said, what are you saying? Nonsense. He said, do you believe that the king, in the heart of the king resides the Supreme Lord? Yes. Then you worship me. Now Rishis, they did the hunkar. And by their hunkar, Ven left his body. Finished. So hunkar means that sound which is coming from the heart of a devotee and which goes through all the strata of material world, through the spiritual world, directly to the Supreme Lord. Akash ko cheer kar jo dhoni Bhagwan ke charan tak jaye. It's piercing through all the material strata and reaches to the ears of Supreme Lord. Keshav Keshav kukiye orna kukiye asar. Only call Keshav Keshav, don't speak anything. One day the sound will reach to Krishna's ear. Binak paregi. So this is what Homkar means. Advaita Acharya was not doing some prayer in a mind, no. Gauranga! Something like, it goes beyond this material universe. Homkar. Actually, Homkar and Omkar is also sometimes same. Om, it's like the dhwani which goes there. Kare sagana homkar, homkare, akrishata haila Brajendra Kumar. Homkare akrishata haila Brajendra Kumar. Akrishata means by this homkar, by this petition of Kali, Brajendra Kumar will be obliged to come. By loud cries, Prabhupada said cries, he invited Krishna to appear, and this repeated invitation attracted Krishna to descend. Jagannath Mishra Patni Sachira Udare Ashtatamya Krame Haila Janmi Janmi Mare. So now Kaviraj Goswami is saying, already Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata gave birth to 8 daughters and all just immediately died after the birth. 8 daughters were dead as soon as they are born. Before the birth of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 8 daughters took birth, one after another, from the womb of Sachi Mata, the wife of Jagannath Mishra, but just after their birth, they all died. Apatya vrahe misrera dukhi haila mana putra lagi aradhila vishnura charana. Jagannath Mishra was very unhappy at the death of his children, one after other, another. Therefore, desiring a son, he worshipped the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Tabe putra janmila vishwarupanam Mahagunavan Teha Baladeva Dham. After this, Jagannath Mishra got a son of name Vishwarup, who was most powerful and highly qualified because he was an incarnation of Baladev. Dham. The same thing like Devaki gave birth to children, they are killed, then Balaram came, and then Krishna comes. Now, Vishwarup came as Balaram. Vishwarup was the elder brother of Gaur Hari, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then arrangements were being made for the marriage of Vishwarup. He took sannyas and left home. He took the sannyas name of Shankararanya. In 1431 Shatabadi era, AD 1509, he disappeared in Pandharpur, in district of Solapur, as an incarnation of Sankarsana. He is both ingredient and immediate cause of creation of this material world. He is non-different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the uns and unsee, or the part and the whole, are not different. As an incarnation of Sankarsana, Vishwarup belongs to the quadruple manifestation of Chaturvyuh. In the Gaura Chandra Udyaya, it is said that Vishwarup, after his so-called demise, remained mixed within Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So sometimes Nityananda is the Balaram, Vishwarup is also Balaram. So how can be two at a time? So Vishwarup actually left his body and he merged himself in Nityananda Prabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas and going to the Jagannath Puri, on pretext of searching for his brother, he toured 4 years in South India. And when he reached to Pandharpur, at the bank of Chandrabhaga River, where now ISKCON has a very nice Radha Pandrinath temple, on Radha Ashtami, 3-4 years back, the installation was done. His Holiness Loknath Goswami has that center of their Swami. It's a beautiful temple, nice at the bank of river. Other side there is the Vitalnath temple, which is a very, very famous in whole Maharashtra. Say, millions of people come in line for darshan. It takes 14-15 hours to reach inside for darshan. It's a big line. So Mahaprabhu, when reached there, then some sannyasi met him there and he told him that here, Vishwarup, who was called Shankarananda, he left his body there. So I think last year, Loknath Goswami has established the footprints of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Vishwarup in the temple, because they all three visited that place. The first Vishwarup went, then Nityananda Prabhu also went there, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited that place. So three footprints are established there of these three our Vaishnava leaders and incarnation of Supreme Lord. So this special ceremony was held that for establishing the footprints. This establishing the footprints was actually inaugurated by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. He established the footprint of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wherever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited in different parts of the India. So following in that footstep, now the footprints are being established in certain places. Baladeva prakasha parama vyoma sankrasana teha vishvera upadana nimitta karana. The expansion of the Balaram known as Sankrasana is the spirit. In the spiritual world is the ingredient and immediate cause of this material cosmic manifestation. Ta bai vishve kichu nahi dekhi aar ateva vishwarup name yehi tahara. This gigantic universal form is called the Vishwarup incarnation of Mahasankarsana. The gigantic universal form is called Vishwarup incarnation of Mahasankarsana. What we call Krishna's Vishwarup in 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita is called Vishwarup. It's called Vishwarup. So this is from where Vishwarup coming from? Sankarsana, from Baldev. Thus we do not find anything within the cosmic manifestation except Him, Lord Himself. So everything is within Vishwarup. Ata देव प्रभु तारे बले बड़ भाई कृष्ण बलराम दुई चैतन्य निताई बिकॉज महासंप्रष्ण इज द इंग्रीडियंट एंड एफिशियंट काज ऑफ द कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन ही इज प्रेजेंट इन एवरी डिटेल ऑफ इट लॉर्ड चैतन्य देयरफॉर कॉल्ड हिम हिज एल्डर ब्रदर द टू ब्रदर्स आर नोन एज कृष्ण एंड बलराम इन द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड बट एट द प्रेजेंट मोमेंट दे आर चैतन्य एंड निताई Therefore, conclusion is that Nityananda Prabhu is original Sankrishna Baldev. Putra paya dampati haila anandita mana vishesha sevan kare govinda charana. Husband and wife, Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata, having gotten Vishwarupa as their son, were very pleased with their mind, within their mind. Because of their pleasure, they specially began to serve the lotus feet of Govinda. So when their desire was fulfilled by Vishnu worship, they got Vishwarupa as a son. Now they become more attached to the Govinda Charan. They start worshipping more and more. Not that when desire is fulfilled, work is over, worship is finished. No. There is a common saying in India that everyone goes to the worship, goes to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead when he is in distress. But when the person is in an opulent position, he forgets Krishna God. In Bhagavad Gita, this is confirmed. Chaturvidha Bhajate Ma. But they become extremely happy after getting Vishwarupa. And they thought it is the grace of the God. Therefore, instead of forgetting God, they become more and more adherent to rendering service to lotus feet of Govinda. 1400 चाहे शके शेष माघ मासे जगन्नाथ सचिर देह कृष्ण प्रवेशे नाउ इन द मंथ ऑफ जनवरी इन द ईयर 1406 ऑफ शाक एरा एडी 1485 लॉर्ड कृष्ण एंटर द बॉडीज ऑफ बोथ जगन्नाथ मिश्रा एंड सचि लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु टुक हिज बर्थ इन द ईयर 1407 Shak is 1486 in the month of Phalgun. But here we see that he entered the bodies of his parents in the year 406 in the month of Magh, January. Therefore, the Lord entered the bodies of his parents 13 full months before his birth. So he was born after 13 months. Of conception in the mind of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi. The conception was 13 months earlier. Generally a common child remains within the womb of his mother for 10 lunar months. But here we see that Lord remained within the body of his mother for 13 months. Mishra kahe Sachi sthane dekhi an reet jyotirmay deha gya lakshmi adhishtita. Jagannath Mishra said to Sachi Mata, I see wonderful things. Your body is effulgent. It appears as if the goddess of fortune were now staying personally in my home. So this is similar to the Bhagavatam, that before Krishna appeared, he appeared in the mind of Vasudev. And from the mind of Vasudev, he is transformed into the heart of Devaki. And Devaki become effulgent. And Vasudev become effulgent. You know, we have all these photos of Supreme Lord. There are all effulgence around him. And also the saintly person who have realized Supreme Lord, we will see their photo also with some glow of light around. What it actually signifies that they have realized Supreme Lord. In other words, within their heart, Supreme Lord has manifested. Therefore, they are glowing. But now, by computer, you can have light around anybody. Computer se kisi ke charon or se lal laga do. But actually, what it means actually, they got Krishna within their heart, then they become effulgent. So this is Yaha taha sarva lok karei samman ghare pathaiya deha dhana vastar dan. And Jagannath Mishra is saying, anywhere and everywhere I go, all people offer me respect. Even without my asking, they voluntarily give me riches, clothing and paddy. Brahmins usually ask for something. Please give me some charity. Jagannath said, now after something has entered my heart, people are automatically giving me. This is what actually you can see it like. When Krishna manifested within the heart of Prabhupada, the whole world was just throwing Lakshmi onto him. Do whatever you want to do. Unasked, people were giving unasked. Now this is place, can you utilize this? Here is the Lakshmi to do. This is what actually it means. If devotee become God conscious, then all the, this is what Jagannath Mishra is saying, then the, all the riches, all everything necessary, it will come automatically. People come and drop it at your door. If not God conscious, then you have to beg and still you will not get. And you will always be in anxiety, not getting it. A Brahman, Prabhupada is a purpose. We are reading this purpose. We don't have a hurry today, no? Actually, we should read this whole day, we should read till evening. Are you getting something? Is it interesting? Acha hai? Is okay? So this purpose of this verse, a Brahman does not become anyone's servant. What it means? Paycheck means servant, means sudar. Brahman does not become anyone's servant. To render service to someone else is the business of Shudra. A Brahman is always independent because he is a teacher, a spiritual master and advisor of the society. Teacher, spiritual master and advisor of the society. The members of the society provide him with all the necessities of life. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, he has divided society in four divisions, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. The society cannot run smoothly without this scientific division. Brahman should give good advice to all the members of the society. Kshatriya should look after the administration, maintaining law and order in the society. Vaishya should produce and trade to meet all the needs of the society. Whereas Shudra should render service to the higher section of the society. Brahman, Kshatriya and Vaishya. Jagannath Mishra was a Brahman. Therefore, people would send him all the bodily necessities, money, cloth, grain, and so on. While Lord Chaitanya was in the womb of Sachi Mata, Jagannath Mishra received all these necessities of life without asking for them. Because of the presence of the Lord in his family, everyone offered him due respect as a Brahman. In other words, if a Brahman or a Vaishnava stick to his position as an eternal servant of the Lord and execute the will of the Lord, there is no question of scarcity for his personal maintenance or the needs of the family. This Prabhupada is giving a guarantee to the devotees of Krishna conscious movement. If they simply carry out the order of the spiritual master and worship and practice Krishna consciousness, all the needs will be definitely supplied by Krishna. This is Prabhupada is giving guarantee to us. And one of the purports in Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada wrote, hundreds and thousands of our students, they have no fixed job, but they are opulently maintained by Krishna. And people are surprised how they are maintained. And reading this purport and realizing and going inside, we realize that if we are sincere in executing the preaching mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the necessities are automatically provided. This is with personal realization and experience, this is the thing we are telling. Traveling almost over a year, traveling always, almost, I'm saying, 100,000 of rupees is spent on the expenditure in traveling, and still the family is also maintained, and never there is a need to ask anybody to give anything. But it is happening. It's not a theoretical thing. Practically, hundreds of devotees are maintained by Krishna right now. Simply, we should have a firm faith. It's not a small family of a modern criminal world of me and my wife. Me and my wife. Children, less children. The bigger families, not smaller families. More than half a dozen children, no problem, maintained by Krishna. I'm just giving an example. Vasu Ghosh is a temple president of Baroda for last 30 years. His family is, he has his wife and more than half dozen children. Yashomatri Nandan Prabhu, Ahmedabad president, he and his wife over 35 years or something there. He has over a half dozen children. They are maintained by Krishna, no problem. And we know all this, and it's not one or two. Everything is maintained by Krishna. Simply we should have a faith. We have not, it's not necessary we should work. We are working because we still don't have a faith that Krishna will provide us. Krishna is providing more than what we need. If we are sincere, there is no problem. This is what Prabhupada is giving this purport. Last line. There is no question of scarcity for his personal maintenance or the needs of his family. Need his family, Prabhupada has put, means grihasthas can also depend upon Krishna. Why he put family? Sachi kahe, muhi dekho, akasha upare, devya murti loke sab yena stuti kare. Sachi mother told her husband, I see wonderfully brilliant human beings appearing in outer space as if offering prayers. That is right. All the demigods came in the prison house of Kansa to pray to the Krishna when he was in womb. Same thing. Jagannath Mishra kahe swapan e dekila jeturmaya dham more hirde pasila. Jagannath Mishra then replied, I had a dream. In a dream I saw effulgent abode of Lord enter in my heart. Amara hirde haite jela tumare hirde hena bhuji janmi de kona mahashaya. From my heart it entered your heart. I therefore understand that a great personality will soon take birth. Ete bali duhi rahe harshita haiya Salingramu seva kare vishesh kariya. After this conversation, both husband and wife were very jubilant, and together they rendered service to the household Salangram Shila. There's a lengthy purpose to this. Every Brahman should have a Salangram, that is the purpose. Every Brahman used to worship the Salangram Shila. Haite haite haila garbha triyodasha mas tathapi Bhumishtam nahe mishre hailara tatras. In this way the pregnancy approached its 13th month, but still there was no sign of delivery of the child. Thus Jagannath Mishra became greatly apprehensive. Nilamar Chakravarti kaila ganiya ei mas putra habe shubhakshan paya. Nilamar Chakravarti. Nilamar Chakravarti means Sachi Mata's father. He was a big pandit. The grandfather of Sachi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, means father-in-law. Then did an astrological calculation and said that in that very month, taking the advantage of an auspicious moment, the child would take birth. So he gave the... Then, Chauda Shata Shata Shaka Mase Ye Phalguna Purna Mashira Sandhya Kale Haila Shudakshana. Thus in the year 1407 of the Chakera, AD 1486, in the month of Phalgun, February, March, in the evening of the full moon day, the desired auspicious moment arrived. Bhakti Vinod Thakur in the Amrit Prabhav Bhashya has presented horoscope of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This whole horoscope is there. Which nakshatra was where, so the whole horoscope is written. Shimha Rasi सिंह लगन उच्च ग्रह गण षड वर्ग अष्ट वर्ग सर्व सुलक्षण. अकॉर्डिंग टू द ज्योतिर वेद और वैदिक एस्ट्रोलॉजी द ऑस्पिशियस बर्थ मोमेंट इज डिस्क्राइब्ड एज फॉलोज. द मून वॉज इन लियो. द फिगर ऑफ लायन इज इन जोडेक. लियो वॉज द एसेंडेंट. सिविल प्लैनेट्स वर स्ट्रांगली पोजिशन एंड षड वर्ग और द षड वर्ग शुड शो ऑल ऑस्पिशियस इन्फ्लुएंस. देन भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती हैज ए पोपड़ ऑन दिस.
अकलंक गौर चंद्र दीला दर्शन सकलंक चंद्र आर कौन पायोजन.
वेन द स्पॉटलेस मून ऑफ चेतना महाप्रभु बिकम विजिबल वट वुड बी द नीड फॉर द मून फुल ऑफ ब्लैक मार्क्स ऑन इट्स बॉडी. दिस इज वट राहु थॉट दैट इज स्पॉटलेस मून चेतना महाप्रभु इज कमिंग. लेट दिस मून विथ स्पॉट शुड बी कवर्ड बाय मी. सो इट वॉज एक्लिप्स.
एति जानी राहु कैला चंद्र ग्रहण कृष्ण कृष्ण हरि नाम भासे त्रिभुवन.
कंसीडरिंग दिस राहु द ब्लैक प्लैनेट कवर्ड द फुल मून एंड इमीडिएटली वाइब्रेशन कृष्ण कृष्ण हरि हरि इनवेलप्ड द होल थ्री वर्ल्ड्स.
जय जय ध्वनि हैला सकल भुवन चमत्कार हैया लोक भावे मन मन.
ऑल पीपल वर चैंटेड हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र during the lunar eclipse and their minds were struck with wonder.
Jagat bhariya loke bhale hari hari sei kshane gaura krishna bhumi avatari.
When the whole world was thus chanting the holy name of the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna in the form of gaur hari adventured himself on the earth.
प्रसन्न हैला सब जगतेर मना हरि बलि हिंदू के हासे करई यौवना.
द होल वर्ल्ड वॉज प्लीज व्हाइल द हिंदूज चैंटेड द होली नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड. द नॉन हिंदूज स्पेशली मुस्लिम्स जोकिंगली इमिटेटेड द वर्ल्ड. हाउ व्हाट इज दैट व्हाट इट मीन्स व्हेन इट वॉज मुस्लिम रूल द प्योर हिंदू वर टेकिंग बाथ इन द गंगा. दे वर सेइंग हरि बोल एंड द मुस्लिम
Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
They were just mimicking them. But they are also saying Hari Bol, Hari Bol. But they were doing, they are mimicking.
Hey, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna.
But they were also chanting Hari Krishna. That's what he is writing here. So they are also somehow chanting. Hari Bali, huh?
Hari Bali, Nari Gana Dekhi, Dehi Hola Holi. स्वर्गे बाजे नृत्य करे देव कुतहली.
व्हाइल ऑल द लेडीज वाइब्रेटेड द होली नेम ऑफ हरि ऑन द अर्थ इन द हेवनली प्लैनेट डांसिंग एंड म्यूजिक वर गोइंग ऑन फॉर द डेमी गॉड्स वर वेरी क्यूरियस.
प्रसन्न हैला दश दिक प्रसन्न नदी जल स्थावर जंगम हैला आनंद वेवल.
इन दिस एटमॉस्फियर ऑल द टेन डायरेक्शन बिकम जुबिलेंट as did waves of the river. Moreover, all beings, moving and non-moving, were overwhelmed with transcendental bliss.
Nadai nadiya udyagri purna chandra gaurahari kripa kari haila udaya papa tam haila nasa trijagatera ulasa jagabhari hari dhwani hai.
Thus, by his causeless mercy, the full moon, Gaurhari, rose in the district of Nadia, which is compared to Udyagiri, where the sun first became visible. His rising in the sky dissipated the darkness of sinful life, and thus the three worlds become joyful and chanted the holy name of Lord.
Sei kale nijalya uthiya advaita raya नृत्य करे आनंदित मने हरिदास नैया संगे हुंकार कीर्तन रंगे केन नाचे कहे नहीं जाने.
एट दैट टाइम श्री अद्वैत आचार्य प्रभु इन हिज ओन हाउस एट शांतिपुर वर डांसिंग इन प्लीजिंग मूड टेकिंग हरिदास ठाकुर विद हिम. ही डांस एंड लाउडली चैंटेड हरे कृष्णा. बट व्हाई दे वर डांसिंग नो वन कुड अंडरस्टैंड.
देखी ऊपर आग हासी
श्रीघर गंगा घाटिया वासी आनंद करीला गंगा स्नान पाया उपराग चले आपनार मन बोले ब्राह्मण दिला नाना दान सिंग लूनर एक्लिप्स द लाफिंग अद्वैत आचार्य एंड हरिदास ठाकुर इमीडिएटली वेंट टू द बैंक ऑफ गंगेस बैथ द रिवर इन अ रेगुलर जुबिलेशन taking advantage of the occasion of the lunar eclipse. Advaita Acharya, by his mental strength, distributed various types of charity to Brahmins. By his mental strength, man se daan diya. This is interesting. Sometime I say, it is said in Kali Yuga, until unless you commit sin, there is no punishment. You may think of any nonsense, but you are forgiven. In other yugas, by thinking something wrong, you will be punished. But Kali Yuga, until unless you do it, you will not be punished. In other yuga, until unless you give charity, you will not be benefited. In Kali Yuga, you think that I am giving charity, you will be benefited. Therefore, I request, in the morning when you get up, bath, then you say, I am giving 100 cows in charity to the Brahmins. I am giving 1,000 Brahmins. What is the problem? You do it at least, by mind you will be benefited. You do it, you will be benefited. But you Kali Yuga people, you will not do it. उठके सुबह बोलो मैंने दान दिया 1,000 गाय दान दे दी बोलो तो सही ना बोलने में कौन सा खर्चा लिखा नहीं बोलेंगे एंड वी बोलेंगे तो फल मिलेगा लेकिन लोग नहीं बोलते ये प्रॉब्लम है तो एक कम से कम ये दो कि उधारता से दान दे रहे हैं वसुदेव ने कैसे दान दिया था हाउ वसुदेव गेव दी चैरिटी कृष्ण के जन्म से मन से 3,00,000 गाय 3,00,000 मीन 300,000 cows ही गेव और 300,000 cows ही गेव इन चैरिटी मानसिक दान दे दिए वसुदेव को बस कुछ था तो नहीं डोंट हैव एनीथिंग इन द प्रिजन हाउस बट ही गेव चैरिटी लाइक दैट सो हमारे को भगवान ने कुछ नहीं दिया है तो कुछ देना शुरू करें तो देगा ना आदत पड़ जाएगी ना देने की आदत पड़नी चाहिए इसका अर्थ ये एक साधु जा रहा था किसी घर में भिक्षा मांगने गया तो उसकी देने की आदत नहीं थी उसने बोला सर खा रहा है वो पोचा लगा रही थी मॉबिंग कर रही थी मां बात में था साधु को मारा ले साधु ने पोचे को पकड़ लिया बोला कुछ तो देना सीखी कुछ तो दिया उसको जाके धोया नदी में 10-12 बार और फिर तेल में डुबाया और मंदिर में बाहर जला के दीप जला के रख दिया कि भाई उसकी सेवा भगवान की सेवा में इसको भी लगाते हैं उसको फल मिल गया तो देना तो सीखे कुछ भी कुछ तो दो भाई अगर है तो अन्न दो किसी को अन्न दान सबसे अच्छा दान है भूमि दान अन्न दान वस्त्र दान कुछ भी नहीं है तो दो मीठे शब्द तो बोलो पानी तो किसी को दे सकते हैं आने वाले को भागवत में लिखा है घर में मेहमान आए कोई और अगर उसका कोई स्वागत नहीं करता है और घूर के ऐसे देखता है तो उसको उस नरक में जाना पड़ता है जिसमें वल्चर उसको घूर के देखे उसकी आंखें निकाल देते हैं ये भागवत में लिखा है और प्रभुपाद ने प्रभुपाद में लिखा है कि एनिमी के घर में भी अगर एनिमी भी घर में गेस्ट होके आता था तो उसका ऐसा सत्कार किया जाता था कि उसको ये भूल जाए कि ये मेरा एनिमी है तो जो गेस्ट रिसेप्शन जो है यहां तो प्रसाद के समय ज्यादा आदमी आए नहीं क्या होगा तो ऊपर से बैठे बैठे नरक वाले देखते हैं ठीक है एक ग्राहक हमारा बढ़ गया बी ओपन हार्टेड दिल खुला रखो देने के लिए देने वाले के पास किसी चीज की कमी नहीं है क्योंकि ऊपर वाला वैसे ही पाइप में डालेगा जैसे नीचे वाला देगा ये इसका अर्थ है फिर क्या करे और कौन देता है when they saw the whole world was jubilant Haridas Thakur his mind astonished directly and indirectly expressed himself to Advaita Acharya you are dancing and distributing charity are very pleasing to me I can understand that there is some special purpose in these actions Acharya Ratan Srivas Haila Mane Sukh Unhas Yai Snan Kaila Ganga Jale आनंद वेवल मन हरे हरि संकीर्तन नाना दान कैला मनोबले. आचार्य रतन चंद्रशेखर एंड श्रीवास ठाकुर, ये चंद्रशेखर वो है आचार्य रतन, ही परफॉर्म द सन्यास सेरेमनी ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंड ही वॉज अफ्रेड नॉट टू कम एट होम बिकॉज सची माता विल एक्चुअली नॉट सी हिज फेस. He was husband of Sachi's sister. So this Srivas Thakur were overwhelmed with joy and immediately they went to the bank of Ganges to bathe in the river water. Their mind full of happiness, they chanted Hare Krishna mantra and gave charity by mental strength also. It is interesting. Hare Hari Sankirtan, Hare Hari Sankirtan, Hare Hari Sankirtan, मतलब हरे कृष्ण संकीर्तन, हरे हरि शंकर. ए मत भक्त तति यार यही देश स्थिति तहां तहां पाया मनु भले नाचे करे संकीर्तन आनंद देवल मना दान करे ग्रहणे रचले. इन दिस वे ऑल द डिवोटीज वेर एवर दे वर सिचुएटेड इन एवरी सिटी एंड एवरी कंट्री डांस परफॉर्म संकीर्तन and gave charity by mental strength on the plea of lunar eclipse, their minds overwhelmed with joy. Brahmana sajana nari nana dravya thali bhari aila sabe yau yau taka haiya laiya yena kincha shona dviti dekhi balaker murti ashirvad kare sukh paya. All sorts of respectable Brahman gentlemen and ladies, carrying plates filled with the various gifts, came with their presentation, seeing the newborn child whose form resembled natural glaring gold. All of them happily offered their blessings. Savitri, Gauri, Saraswati, Sachi, Rambha, Arundhati, Aryat, Deva, Nari, Gana, Nana, Dravya, Patra, Bhari, ब्राह्मणी वशधारी वेशधारी आसी सबे करे दर्शन. ड्रेसिंग themselves ऑफ वाइज ऑफ ब्राह्मण ऑल दी सलिस लेडीज इंक्लूडिंग वाइज ऑफ ब्रह्मा लॉर्ड शिवा लॉर्ड नरसिंहदेव किंग इंद्र वशिष्ठ ऋषि अलॉन्ग विथ रंभा ए डांसिंग गर्ल ऑफ हेवन केम देयर विथ वेराइटीज ऑफ गिफ्ट. वो लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु वॉज न्यूली बॉर्न बेबी ही वॉज विजिटेड बाय द नेबरिंग लेडीज अम्मा most of whom were the wives of respectable Brahmins. In the dress of Brahmins' wives, salacious ladies like the wives of Brahma and Shiva also came to see the newborn child. Ordinary people saw them as respectable Brahman ladies of the neighborhood, but actually they were all salacious ladies dressed in that way. Antarikshe Devagana Gandhrava Siddha Charana Stuti Nritya Karevadya Gita नरतक वादक भाट नवदीपे यारे नाट सभी आसी नाचे पाया अप्रीत. इन द आउटर स्पेयर ऑल द डेमिगॉड्स इंक्लूडिंग इन इनहैबिटेंट ऑफ चंद्रलोक सिद्धलोक चारणलोक ऑफर देयर प्रेयर्स एंड डांसिंग अकंपनीड बाय ऑफ द म्यूजिक सॉन्ग्स एंड बीटिंग ऑफ द ड्रम. सिमिलरली इन नवदीप सिटी ऑल द प्रोफेशनल डांसर म्यूजिशियन एंड ब्लेसर्स गैदर टुगेदर डांसिंग इन ग्रेट जुबिलेशन. केबा आसे केबा आए केबा नाचे केबा गाए संभाली के नारे कार बोल खंडी लेख दुख शोक प्रमोद पूरित लोक मिश्र हैला आनंद वेवल. नो वन कुड अंडरस्टैंड हु वॉज कमिंग एंड हु वॉज गोइंग हु वॉज डांसिंग एंड हु वॉज सिंगिंग नार कुड दे अंडरस्टैंड वन अनदर्स लैंग्वेज. Yet all unhappiness and lamentation were immediately dissipated. The people become all jubilant. Thus Jagannath Mishra was overwhelmed with joy. Acharya Ratna Srivas Jagannath Mishra Pas Aisi Tarak Kareswa Savadhana Karaila Jataka Karama Ye Achila Vidhi Dharma Tabe Mishra Kare Nana Dana Chandrasekhar Acharya. And Srivas Thakur both came to Jagannath Mishra and drew his attention to various ways. They performed the ritualistic ceremony prescribed at the time of birth. According to religious principle, Jagannath Mishra also gave varieties of charity. यहां समाप्त करें, चलेगा बहुत आगे अभी अभी तो प्रकट हो गया चैतन्य महाप्रभु का और सब लोग आ रहे हैं। अब सीता ठाकुरानी आएगी, मालिनी आएगी, श्रीवास की पत्नी, फिर अद्वैत आचार्य की पत्नी लाएगी सब देने के लिए, वो आगे चल के फिर बाल लीलाएं शुरू होंगी। सुचेत गौरव सुंदर चेतन महाप्रभु आविर्भाव की, गौरंग महाप्रभु की, हरे कृष्ण। असल में ये तो